Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. 16th Finance Commission holds series of meetings with Nagaland government, other stakeholders. State government makes proposal of capital deficit grants to 16th Finance Commission. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo underlines need for extra support to drive economic transformation of Nagaland and Parliament winter session to begin on 25th November. Now the news in detail. The 16th Finance Commission, headed by Chairman Dr. Arvind Panagariya, held a series of closed-door meetings simultaneously with the state government, led by Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo and various stakeholders such as political parties, rural and urban local bodies, and representatives of trade, industries and commerce at Kohima today. Nagaland is the 10th state that the Commission has visited after it became operational in January this year. With 18 states left to cover, the Commission now has approximately a year left to fully prepare the final report and submit it to the Government of India. In the meeting, members of the Commission along with the state government discussed on the comprehensive overview of Nagaland's economic evolution, performance and financial status. The government also submitted a memorandum, a grant in aid on various sectors. Briefing media persons in Kohima today, Chairman Dr. Panagariya said, the biggest job of the Commission is to make recommendations on the divisible pool between the sectors and the 28 states.
Now, the job of the Commission is to make recommendations on the division of the, what is called the divisible pool, first between the sector and the 28 states. That is the major task of the Commission. But in addition, then the Commission also makes recommendations on the grants to be given to the local bodies. These grants come from the Consolidated Fund of India, meaning from the budget of the Government of India.
The 16th Finance Commission Chairman also highlighted on the state's shares criteria suggested by the Nagaland government.
The state of Nagaland suggested that we tweak some of these criteria, and they also suggested to add something. So on area, they said that they were okay, keep it as is, population keep it. So population share, the 15th Finance Commission was 15%. Nagaland agreed to that, that share is roughly right. Then on forest and ecology, the government of Nagaland suggested that that share, which was 10%, by the 15th Finance Commission, be raised to 15%. And it also suggested some sort of modification. Then the government also suggested factoring in a disability index.
Nagaland government has made a proposal of capital deficit grants to the 16th Finance Commission. This was informed by the chairman of the 16th Finance Commission, Dr. Arvind Panagariya, during media briefing at Kohima today. Among other various grants asked by the Nagaland government, he said capital deficit grants is one area which is a new thing for the commission. Dr. Panagariya said conventionally the commissions have given the revenue deficit grants. However, in addition to the revenue deficit grants, Nagaland asked for capital deficit grants, keeping in view the state's special circumstances.
The state has also asked for a number of other grants. One area where this was a very new thing for the commission, which the state added, is about having a capital deficit grant. Now, conventionally, commissions have given what we call the revenue deficit grants, but in addition to the revenue deficit grants, Nagaland asked, there ought to be also capital deficit grants because of Nagaland special circumstances. This is not something that conventionally any of the commissions have done in the past. This came largely from the sense that when the Planning Commission existed, the Planning Commission used to give some grants for capital projects, and now that Planning Commission was not giving those grants, these grants ought to continue to come from somewhere, and so that is the motivation for these demands.
The proposal is based on the constitutional mandate of the Finance Commission and to capitalize on the revenue generation potential of the state. It also proposed to boost the green growth initiatives and sustainable development, and also to overcome the accumulated deficit in infrastructure and governance. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo today underlined the need for additional support to drive economic transformation of Nagaland. He was addressing the meeting with the 16th Finance Commission in Kohima. Rio said Nagaland is the only Indian state born out of political compulsions, and cited the 16-point agreement, which calls for grants from the central government to meet the state's administrative needs. However, he noted that there has been a steady deterioration in the financial position of the state, which has adversely affected developmental activities. Emphasizing revenue deficit grants as a primary concern, Rio said the grants are critical for the government to fulfill its services as well as set aside resources for critical infrastructure. These grants are essential as funds under centrally sponsored schemes lack flexibility to address unique local issues, he added. While the state plan outlay is 1,010 crore rupees for the current financial year 2024-25, only 760 crore rupees are left for the state's own developmental activities, which is insufficient for any noticeable impact. Rio also highlighted critical projects in the state which are pending for consideration of the central government, including the Foothills Road, proposed airport at Chettu, Kohima, and new High Court complex. While Nagaland's post-peace talks situation is encouraging, investor confidence takes time, he said. Rio therefore urged the commission to work out an arrangement to ensure good financial health, create critical infrastructure, and transform the people and economy of Nagaland. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Winter session of Parliament will be held from 25th November to 20th December. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said in a social media post that on 26th November, the 75th anniversary of the adoption of Constitution would be celebrated in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. The Department of Industries and Commerce and Nagaland Industrial Development Corporation, NIDC, yesterday organized the first technology clinic for handloom at Dimapur. The clinic was held under the World Bank-supported Raising and Accelerating MSME Performances Scheme. Addressing the event, NIDC Chairman Philo Lorin highlighted the growing demand for Nagaland's handloom products even beyond the state's borders. He noted, with increase in market demand, businesses will be pushed towards technology for mass and cheaper production. Mr. Lorin encouraged the participants to boost their expertise in automated production. Highlights of the clinic included hands-on exercise on software and digital tools for design development. Governor La Ganeshan and Chief Minister Nipyu Rio have greeted the Lota community on the occasion of Toku Imong. In his message, the governor said, the festival celebrates the bounty of harvest and the spirit of unity and hope that it may bring abundant blessings, happiness and peace to all. He called upon everyone to embrace the spirit of reconciliation, share the joy of feasting and strengthen the bonds of friendship and community. Meanwhile, Rio said the festival is a time when past conflicts are forgiven, new bonds are formed and relationships deepened. The Chief Minister wished that the joyous occasion may foster oneness. Additional Deputy Commissioner Wokar Renbomo Izung today emphasized the need to preserve Indigenous games, saying they are essential to our identity and heritage. He said this during the second day of the Toku Imong celebrations in Wokar. Mr. Izung noted that modern electronic games were overshadowing traditions, lessening community bonds and impacting physical health. The ADC further called for reviving Indigenous games and maintaining them beyond the festival so as to preserve their cultural significance and connect the younger generation to their roots. Zineboto Town Council, ZTC, today launched a vehicle parking management program. Flagging off the initiative, Additional Deputy Commissioner and ZTC Executive Officer K.E. Rangding Hegui termed the parking management and tax collection system as a crucial step in making Zineboto a more organized and tourist-friendly town. Mr. Hegui assured that the revenue generated from parking tax would be used for improving the town with a commitment to transparency and accountability. The new system will be enforced in line with the Motor Vehicles Act 1988 with full support from police. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. 16 Finance Commission holds series of meetings with Nagaland government, other stakeholders. State government makes proposal of capital deficit grants to 16 Finance Commission. Chief Minister Nipurio underlines need for extra support to drive economic transformation of Nagaland. And Parliament winter session to begin on 25th November. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.